This fic is called Then We Will Make New Knights. It's by Linda Cheer. The Perry is Stannis Jon, fandom Game of Thrones. It's an AU future fic. The summary is, the others are defeated, but King Stannis demands one more thing from Jon Snow before he returns south. Standing on the wall always felt like standing on top of the world. And now that the war was over, it made him feel almost triumphant. Jon cast a hesitant look at the king, the only king Westeros had now, standing next to him, staring down at the endless expanse of snow, and obviously lost in thought. He did not know what else King Stannis could possibly want from him, not any more. The others were defeated. What use did the man who had 7 kingdoms to rule have for the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch? Jon waited quietly, studying the king's stern face, the clenched set of his jaw, the way his eyes were narrowed against the sting of the wind. Half an eternity seemed to pass before Stannis finally turned to face him. "Lord Snow," he said stiffly, acknowledging his presence for the first time since Jon had joined him. "Your squire said you wished to see me, Your Grace?" "I need you to return with me to King's Landing." "Need," he said, "not want." Jon was not sure he had ever heard Stannis speak about what he wanted. "King's Landing, Your Grace." Jon could not even imagine what Stannis was talking about. It made no sense. His place was here, the wall. "I will have need of a new king's guard." Stannis sounded irritated, as if it was the most obvious thing in the world. "The king's guard? What do I..." Realization dawned only slowly, tinged with disbelief. "You want me on your king's guard?" Stannis did not reply, but the muscles in his jaw twitched. John's slowness seemed to vex him. "But I swore vows, Your Grace. I cannot desert the wall." Stannis made an impatient gesture with his gloved hand. "There is a precedent, under the Targaryens, of a knight who was released from his vows here to join the king's guard. The oath is similar enough. No wife, no children, no titles, no lands, service to the realm. You would not be breaking any of those vows." But John's mind reeled. Bran had always talked about becoming a knight of the King's Guard, but John had not even dared to dream of it. He knew that bastards had no place by the king's side. The King's Guard was for the sons of great lords, for heroes and noble knights who wielded Valyrian steel that had been handed down from father to son for generations. The King's Guard was for men like Sir Arthur Dayne or Sir Barristan Selmy, not for the likes of him. "But I am not even a knight." Stannis's frown deepened. "You're not?" He grimaced a little, grinding his teeth again. The king always seemed irritated by other people's shortcomings, as if they were personal slights meant to make his life more difficult. "I forgot. On your knees, then." John stared. Stannis's hand went to the sword at his side, a simple sword, not the one the Red Woman had given him. He unsheathed it when John failed to react. John was confused. He could not have angered Stannis that much. "You will kneel." The words were a quiet command, the certainty in Stannis's voice almost threatening. John met those blue, hard eyes, the eyes of a king who would not be defied. His knees buckled, and he felt them hit the floor before he had even thought about it. The wind was almost deafening up here, but Stannis's voice was strangely quiet, as if he felt uncomfortable about the words. "In the name of the warrior, I charge you to be brave. In the name of the father, I charge you to be just. In the name of the mother..." There was more, but John barely heard it. He was too numb from the shock. Sometimes, as a little boy, he had imagined being knighted. But it had never been on the wall, at the hands of a king, of this king, who would not take no for an answer. The words barely seemed to matter, only the touch of the blade on his shoulders, right, left, right again. John looked up at Stannis, still barely comprehending what had just happened. "Rise, Sir John." Stannis's voice was harsh as always, not welcoming, not friendly. More than anything, he seemed annoyed by the delay. But when John reeled a little, Stannis's hand grabbed at his arms and pulled him up, and even through layers of clothing and armour the touch of those iron fingers seemed to burn on John's skin. Stannis' hand was gone as quickly as it had touched him, and for a moment the king would not meet his eyes. The Night's Watch will have time to choose a new Lord Commander before we go south. I have not even agreed yet, Your Grace, John objected, finally finding his voice again. Leaving the wall, he had always dreamt of seeing more of Westeros, of being a knight, being something other than a shameful secret that had to be hidden away. But the wall had become his home, his family, his duty. But you will, sir. Stannis's voice was sharp as he snapped the title. A lesser man can continue your work here. You will be of more use by my side. You will keep serving and protecting the realm of men. You will simply do so elsewhere. Stannis did not wait for an answer, he merely turned and left. Sir John. It sounded all wrong in his ears. But the king did not seem to give him a choice, and John could not think of anything that would make him change his mind. Stannis Baratheon had claimed all of Westeros and subjected it to his will, and now he had claimed John as well. John did not think he could defy him. But now that the war was over, he realized he didn't have to anymore.